Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Lisa get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are so good. Listen, what is going on with the boyfriend? Why do you need revenge?
Okay, so for some background info, my boyfriend is, like, very well-built. He's a, yeah, complete gym rat, like, in perfect shape, which is great for me.
Yes.
But so here's what happened. So we were out to dinner with my best friend and her boyfriend in Old Town Scottsdale, and this random guy next to us at, like, another table was drunk, and he kept making fun of my boyfriend because he's ripped, like, making steroid jokes and leg day and, like, talking to him in a caveman voice.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
You'd think that my boyfriend would be able to, like, act an adult and just ignore it, but he did not do that.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So he stands up in the middle of this restaurant, screams at this guy so loud, and tears his own shirt off.
What?
Wait a minute. So the steroids kicked in at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
I like, legitimately grabs the middle of his shirt with two hands and tore it off of his own body.
Oh, my God. Wait, keep talking.
Are you kidding?
Just keep talking about this, please.
I just wanted to die. So
that's not what I wanted.
He threatens to beat this guy up, and we were escorted out of the restaurant by the police.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
With your best friend and her boyfriend?
I was humiliated, but now, of course, she thinks it's hilarious and is sending me, like, T-shirt deals to my email.
Yes.
In case I need a backup for my Incredible Hulk boyfriend.
Wait, so your boyfriend wasn't drunk as well, was he?
I mean, he had had a few, but okay. He was wasted. Like, he was not drunk enough to do that. So, like, it was a spectacle.
He has a temper.
A little bit.
I mean,
he tore his shirt off.
That's hot.
No, that's embarrassing.
So again, he doesn't use roids, right?
No, he does not. He does not use roids.
Just check it. I mean, that sounds like roid-ish.
A spirited individual.
All right. Well, has he apologized to at least your friend?
No, he thinks he's completely in the right. He's like, yeah, that guy deserved it. Like, I'm like, he deserved you just, like, being the Hulk and ripping your shirt off in front of him. Like, what's that going to do?
Again, that sounds hot, but okay, girl.
All right, yeah. All in favor to help Lisa, say aye.
Aye!
Lisa, we're going to give you how many seconds, Carla?
We're going to give you 200.
200 seconds. To coax your Incredible Hulk to baby talk to you live on the radio, Lisa.
Amazing.
Now, do you guys kind of baby talk in a relationship at all?
Yes. Well, okay, there's, like, a special song that he sings me in a baby voice.
Which song?
John Legend. It's All of Me.
What?
That's an awesome song.
It is a great song. I love the song.
This is perfect, then. We'll get him to sing the John Legend song, or you will. Just make sure he does it in a baby voice, because we wouldn't embarrass him.
Yes, I want that greatly, so I will.
I feel like this guy would be embarrassed just to be singing that song anyways, right? On live on the radio?
Just his personality type. Mr. Macho Man.
All of me!
Oh, my God!
All of you, brother!
Okay, sorry.
All right.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum. Pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
So we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Lisa, and her man is, we like to call, the Incredible Hulk of Scottsdale.
One of many.
Yeah. So you were out with friends, and some guys at a bar or restaurant, what have you, were poking fun of your man because he's quite built and kind of made some steroid jokes or what have you.
Yeah, totally. And, like, caveman voice. Like, he was going in on him.
Oh my God. And then your boyfriend in return went in on them.
Oh my God.
Well, my boyfriend, yeah, stood up and like freaks out and rips his own shirt off in front of the restaurant.
Yeah. Stop it, Nish. This is embarrassing. Oh, wow.
Did he yell out the typical Scottsdale, come at me, bro? Come at me, bro?
Oh my God.
You don't want none of this, bro?
Oh my God.
He might as well have. It was basically that, yeah.
So he embarrassed you?
Yes, I was humiliated.
Oh. All right, well, let's give you how many seconds, Carla?
200.
Let's give you 200 seconds on our show clock to convince and coax your boyfriend into baby talking to you live on our show, okay?
Okay, cool.
Do you mind if we eavesdrop?
No, I would love that.
Perfect.
Hello?
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's up?
Where are you?
At the gym. Why?
I just, like, don't feel well, and I think I might have gotten food poisoning.
I told you to stop eating all that junk food. You should really start clean eating with me, all right?
I mean, yeah, but, like, that's not really going to help me right now.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do?
Could you just sing my song and help me feel better?
What?
You know, the song. The song you sing in your silly voice. Just please.
No, I'm at the gym.
I don't care. Just go somewhere private. Like, go to the locker room or something. Please, Matt, please.
No. Come on, babe.
Baby.
No, this is not happening right now.
I'll return the favor later, I promise.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, babe.
Please, well, just go somewhere private.
God, I can't believe you're making me do this right now.
Do it. It'll make me feel better, Matt, please.
All right.
Okay.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning. No kidding. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride.
Oh my God, honey, please don't get off.
You sound like a drunk cat. Hello, Matt?
Hello? What the hell is this?
Whoa, bro. Well, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Hi, babe.
What the hell is this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess, and we got to let you know you've been cupcake called.
You humiliated me at the restaurant and shut off in front of everybody, and now it's your turn to be humiliated.
On the radio?
Yes.
That's right, honey. That's right.
She deserves this.
I'm sorry.
By the way, what were you trying to sing?
It's All of Me by John Legend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't hurt us.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up, Matt. Come on, it's funny.
Matt?
Uh-oh.
You gotta take that steroid shot.
Oh, God. My gosh.
Matt's running around the city green right now.
No
shirt.
Oh, no.
Matt Smash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.